The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More about the attack against Cell 411. That's the innocent app that you can install for free on your iPhone or your Android phone that can help you send out alerts to your friends, your family members, the people who care about you, your neighbors, to let them know when something's wrong, rather than the police, who might show up and shoot you. Because they've been known to do that from time to time. I'm not saying they will do it. Sometimes they'll actually help. But in a lot of cases, they've arrested and or shot the people that they were supposedly being called to assist.
Yeah, so, and I just saw a headline earlier today, and I don't have it right in front of me, but the police officer that showed up and said, we don't have time for this, and then shot the 17-year-old kid that was being restrained by a couple of other cops.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's back in the news again.
Because he didn't get fired.
Right. I think somebody is testifying against him, or he's being forced to testify against somebody else. I'll try and pull that up.
So let's continue, though. We'll talk more about Cell 411 here in moments. Our toll-free number is available for you to bring up what you want on the radio, 855-453. Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. And, Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Go ahead, Tim.
You were mentioning the about rooting phones and also about using the using a Bitcoin wallet for storing secret information. I was actually, when you said the Bitcoin wallet idea, have you heard of Satoshi Proof? Is that the one you're thinking of, one like that? Or
no, that maybe I miscommunicated. What I was talking about was an encrypted container. TrueCrypt or VeraCrypt can create these files. They appear as a file on your computer, but when you mount them in these programs, they appear as a drive, and you can copy things into that drive. And then when you unmount it, it's a locked, encrypted file, and you have to know your password in order to get into it. So that's
password one.
So I was suggesting keeping your Bitcoin wallet in that file. That way it's not just sitting out in the open for anyone to copy from your computer.
Right, but I mean that's why I mentioned Satoshi Proof. That was one of the I looked them up on F-Droid, which is actually F obviously means what it means, but Droid they say obviously they want to have a free system that isn't attached to the Google monopoly, and so you can use their little safe program, I guess, to store. Call it the store, whatever you like, I guess. You can put a data file in there if you like. But then
and this is called, what was it called?
It's called Satoshi Proof.
Satoshi Proof.
Yeah. And actually,
okay.
I was thinking of rooting my phone, as I mentioned, probably quite some time back. I was thinking of rooting my phone, and I didn't know that you were a perpetual rooter, one might say.
A professional would get paid to root someone's phone.
No, I said
he said perpetual.
Perpetual.
As in you do it all the time.
Yeah.
Right. You like to take the phones and change them into something that you want them to do rather than what the company wants to use to
fire. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention also, and I heard a news report when I was on hold there on the break, and it was funny that Ted Cruz is saying something about having Carly Fiorina as his possible running mate as a vice president. Considering that he is a statist, as you know that obviously, but considering that he's a statist, he's voted for many things in the government that increase the size of government. She was also working with the NSA when she was working for Hewlett Packard.
Mm-hmm.
And she was given awards from the NSA. Of course, she's going to be more of a spy master or spy mistress, if you will, than anyone else. I mean, more than Hitlery would be, as I say. As I like to
well, call. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to compare one to the other. I mean, certainly she understands technology better than Hillary does.
Right. She understands.
I don't know. Hillary knows how to use a private server to have all of her emails go through, and then she feigns ignorance when asked, did you wipe the hard drive? And her response is, you mean with a cloth?
And also the thing that she said, I always try to tell the truth. Do you tell the truth, Mrs. Clinton? And the person, or senator, I think they called her senator, but I can't remember. Anyway, the person said, do you tell the truth? And she said, well, I try to. Well, gee, I mean, that's like saying, I try to shave, three times a week or something like that. And, you know, you're talking about hundreds of people that have died because of her actions and inaction.
Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it, as always. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And he mentioned Bitcoin. There's some pretty big Bitcoin universe news. Steam is going to be accepting payments via Bitcoin coming up in its next update.
I thought they were already taking Bitcoin.
Well, this is a headline as of 3 days ago, or two days ago.
They were, and then they stopped, and now they're going to again.
I know Microsoft was, and then stopped.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about. I've never heard Steam taking Bitcoin before.
Okay.
So this seems like pretty big news. The Cointelegraph has the story. We can tell you more about that. But let's go to Joe in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
I just want to touch base about calling your neighbors for help.
Yeah.
I had a grandmother that lived in a not the best part of the world. So we were thinking about putting her on that program. Help, I can't get up. And they wanted three neighbors, phone numbers and addresses, and then four other people that could come check on them before they called for help. So it was a system sort of like that 411 where they call on local people because, you know, instead of calling the ambulance or whatever, they get local people to go check on you first.
Now, when was this?
What's going on?
What I know there was the commercial that everybody made fun of, whereas the lady, she pressed the button. It was like Life Alert or something. Help,
right.
I've fallen and I can't get up. From back in
exactly.
The like late 80s, 90s. Yep. But
exactly.
Wait.
Is that what you were talking about, Joe, or are you talking about something else?
Exactly.
No, okay.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But they don't call the ambulance right away. They call the neighbors first and have the neighbors go because I don't know the reason exactly why they don't call the ambulance first, but they say they'd rather have somebody local go first to check on the elderly people. And
well, it probably saves money. It takes a long time for an ambulance to wind up getting dispatched, and then
right, the next door neighbor can get there a lot faster.
And the cost, because an ambulance isn't cheap.
Joe, anything else you want to share?
Daryl hit the thing about being so quick where the neighbor could respond to see what really needs to be done before ambulance, which to me, I think that's awesome anyways, but they do charge a hefty fee for that at that time. So grandmother just went ahead at that time. They come up this phone that had big speed dial number buttons on it.
Mm-hmm.
So grandma just pushed the neighbor's buttons on it where she could hit the button on her big phone back when they had the rotal dial.
Grandma loved those big phones. I remember those.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, Cell 411 takes the cost down to zero. So what he was saying was this old service that, you'd call up and then they'd call your neighbors, that was expensive. And
yes.
Yeah, because it requires some human to be sitting there getting a paycheck, monitoring and answering those calls and then making the other calls out. Cell 411, it's all automated, and it's instantaneous as well, so you don't have to even wait for it to ring. Cell 411, we've been talking about it earlier in the show tonight. You can go to getcell411.com. It's free. It's a free app. You download it for iPhone, download it for Android phones, whatever. You install it. You get you do have to sign up with, I believe, an email address, or maybe you can link into a Facebook. Honestly, I don't remember the sign-up process.
I don't recall. It's been so long ago.
At the very least, you can use your email address. So you do need to take you have to take a minute or two to actually sign into the app and get it set up and then start adding some of your friends and, you know, explore it. Don't just install it and expect it's going to work when you run to it. You've got to explore it. You've got to practice with it a little bit. But then sending an alert costs nothing. Installing it costs nothing. The only thing you have to invest in this is a little bit of time to kind of familiarize yourself with it. And it could save your life or save the life of one of your loved ones or prevent someone from going to jail unnecessarily. Get cell411.com. We'll tell you about how the cops are attacking it.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And, Daryl, I think you had left for your trip before the Sherry's Berries arrived. Do you recall?
I have not seen any Sherry's Berries
before
Valentine's Day, I guess.
I'm so sorry because they arrived on Friday and now it's Monday. So obviously they didn't last the weekend. People will ravage the Sherry's Berries when they arrive. It was amazing they were able to hold out until Mark got here on Saturday night. So he was able to get some, and some of the rest of us who were here over the weekend were able to acquire and enjoy the delicious berries that are topped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness. But I'm sorry, Daryl, you were unable to do that this year, and I profusely apologize because I know how
well,
heartbreaking.
Mark missed them at Valentine's Day.
That's
so
right.
It kind of, you know, it's fitting that I missed for the what holiday is this?
It's Mother's Day coming up very soon, about a week from now. They're huge, fresh, delicious, juicy strawberries. These are like A-plus level strawberries, and they're topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles, and again, different types of chocolate. You can select exactly which delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. And you get Sherry's Berries, these freshly dipped strawberries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. Now, you're going to want to double the berries, because even if you double the berries, it's still going to be hard to make them last more than a day, because they're awesome, and people everywhere, anyone you show them to is going to want to have more than one of them, because there's three different types of chocolate, so inevitably, they're going to want to try all three, and they're awesome. You should try it for yourself and for mom as well, because it's Mother's Day, and you know what? There's no one quite like your mom. They're all unique, and you wouldn't want to change a thing about her. So give her a gift that is as unique as she is. These are some delicious berries, and they'll be remembered. You know, these are something that mom probably hasn't gotten before, unless you have a habit of getting her Sherry's Berries, in which case, continue the habit, and go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, that's FTL. That way they know we sent them business. And your mom's going to love it. It's berries.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL. And don't forget, you can double your order of berries for just $10 extra. So back to the story here that we started, I think, in the last hour of the show about Cell 411 being under attack. Now, look, you don't take flak unless you're over the target. And when people are attacking you, in this case, the police are attacking Cell 411 and their supporters, the let's call them copsuckers, for lack of a better term. The supporters of the police and the police are on attack because Cell 411 works, because Cell 411 does what it says it's going to do. It allows you to decentralize emergency services response, meaning you no longer have to count on 911. And
right.
If you count on 911, you're probably going to die because you can't expect them to be there anytime soon in a lot of places.
What's the saying? When seconds count, the cops are minutes away.
Exactly. So they're mad. Cops are mad about Cell 411, and they are logging into Google Play and the Apple Store and leaving fake reviews, one-star reviews, insulting reviews. Let's go on with the story from truthvoice.com. They actually cited a officer, Justin Nemoli, from New York City Police, who had apparently at some point assaulted, pepper sprayed, and abused a 23-year-old woman named Imani Brown. Nemoli left this quote on as a review of the app after giving it one star. He said, "Beware of this app hiding under a hidden platform of safety. But I did download, so if I see an alert, I can show up and help the cops and not the person who broke the law and is now crying about the consequences," unquote.
Because when somebody breaks down and they send out my car is broken down, somebody please come help me, obviously they've broken the law.
Well, maybe he's only going to respond to the cop block calls, but I don't know. Officer Nemoli is clearly against the idea of Americans and people around the world being free to observe police, record their actions, and keeping them accountable for them. Perhaps this is because of his own history of abuse, assault, and violence against New York City citizens. Other posts, like the one from a user named Forrest Hagerman, claim that the app, quote, puts people and police in danger, unquote, but doesn't explain how. According to a Google search, Mr. Hagerman is a former government employee from the Seattle area. Other fake one-star reviews have been posted as well, and all appear to be from either current or former police officers or other government employees. What's most ironic about this is the users posting these reviews are also, in fact, in direct violation of the license agreement with Cell 411. The agreement expressly forbids government employees from installing the app and creating an account on the Cell 411 platform, stating, quote, governments and agents and subcontractors of same are not permitted to use this software or derivations of this software, unquote. Clearly, police officers are readily willing to violate license agreements
and the law,
post fake reviews, and even contact the technical support email address to harass employees of the company. When we contacted Cell 411 for comments, Virgil Viduva, the founder and creator of Cell 411, provided us with a screenshot showing that Officer Namoli sent several emails to the support address reserved for Cell 411 users in order to accuse the company of lying. So here is the email from Justin. Quote, So he wrote something originally, and then Cell 411 responded to it. Can you clarify how our app puts an officer's life in danger? This is the tech support from Cell 411. The app is designed to help police and firefighters. Can you explain? So he says, ha! Designed to help cops? Giant warning about police threat? An alert for arrest and cop blocking? Spare me the lies. This app will draw violent anti-cop morons to an already tense scene where a criminal is being arrested. That's the excerpt from the email. Viduva said it's unclear how an app that allows free human beings to network together and send notifications to each other, much like text messaging, is the danger to anyone. Quote, our app is no different than Facebook or Uber. It simply allows users to network together and notify each other of emergencies. To imply that it is an anti-cop app is simply ridiculous and ignorant. Over 100,000 alerts have been sent through our platform since our app went live. Those are all calls that police did not have to deal with, in essence, lightening the load of their work and eliminating minor and non-threatening calls from police logs. This app is helping police already, not harming them. Police officers should embrace this app and embrace new technology and not harass our tech support team. Much like taxi unions are attacking Uber due to competition, it appears that now police are doing the same with us when they instead should partner up with us to make the world a better place. Further, the release at truthvoice.com says here, the company is planning to release version 3 of Cell 411 in a few months with a number of important improvements and features, including partnership with private security firms, payments options for first responders, and many other features aimed at what they say, making the world a better place. You can download Cell 411 from getcell411.com. It's free.
It is free, and there's a group on Facebook for users of Cell 411, and Virgil posted some screenshots of some of the other one-star fake reviews.
Ooh, can we read some?
Yes, we can.
The ones that aren't too profane?
Yes.
All right, so we'll get into that. And I always love the haters out there. They're so entertaining. 855 450 free. This is proof. Cell 411 is making it. They have made it. They have haters who are attacking them. That's just what happens. I wish it didn't, but that's just how it is. That's the world for you. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds, use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Invited to join us on the radio here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the attack on Cell 411. They've made it. They've got haters who are leaving fake reviews, one-star reviews on their app. Hey, do them a favor. When you download the app and you install it, and you've played with it, and you got a feel for it, go ahead and leave an honest review. And hopefully it'll be four or five stars or whatever the, you know, the best amount is. I think it's five.
Five.
That way you can combat these. I guess one of the things they've been doing to combat these fake reviews is apparently you can challenge or something.
You can mark it as spam.
Spam. Okay, so you can mark a fake review as spam. Now, can you do that from your phone, or do you need to be, like, on the Google Play website?
Know.
See, I've never actually tried that, so I'll have to look at the app and see if I can find one of these fake ones. Now, you've got some highlighted fake reviews written by, allegedly by either police or government workers in various different places or
yes.
their supporters. We'll get into that here in a moment. Also, want to let you know about how you can help Free Talk Live, and one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, buy stuff. You're going to Amazon anyway, probably, to buy a lot of things online. So start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, and you can go to Amazon Canada, UK, and US. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. Very easy. You're getting the same stuff that you're looking for normally. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a slice of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun. Straight Razor is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Straight Razor.
Good evening. So I'll definitely go through that portal to buy the new chainsaw I need later. So
thank you.
But whenever you were reading through those emails, the CEO, the gentleman said that that it would decrease basically was going to get service to them quicker and decrease the need for police to show up. And what he doesn't realize is that's exactly what they're against. It's threatening their well-being, because the less a program is needed, the more people will look at that program and the less money will be sent to that program.
Yeah, but it's not real likely that the police are going to get defunded anytime soon. I mean, even if they aren't getting as many calls as they used to.
Right, so we don't need as many people on shift. We're going to have to lay somebody off.
What are the odds that a government's going to get... I mean, governments don't lay their guys off for the most part.
You don't even have to go to that far extreme, because...
Taking away overtime.
You'll take away overtime, or you'll eliminate reserve officers. So most departments will have what they call reserve officers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what will happen is those will be eliminated, because obviously if there's not a high enough call volume to justify there being a lot of reserve officers, then those will, you know, pretty much drop off, because it's almost no paperwork to do, because they're already reserved. In addition, so as you're, as retaliation here that I could see, like, let's say that the call volume drops and they aren't getting near as many emergency calls, domestic calls, anything like that, then what you'll see is idle hands do the devil's work, right, is the saying. So what are they going to do? They're going to start pushing harder on things like drug and traffic offenses to bolster their numbers. So you're actually going to see more infringement of rights. And I'm not saying anything against Cell 411. I think that's a great system. In fact, I would say, I'm in the midst of writing a paper right now about how to basically eliminate the police forces all the way down to simply like a sheriff or something like that, through using things like Cell 411 and privately hired security. So once you start putting all of those things in the mix and putting them together, and people start seeing these massive budgets for these police departments that are underused, that's when the police department really will feel threatened. And like I said, you're going to see at least a little bit of retaliation there.
And they are definitely on the attack already against Cell 411. Thanks, Straight Razor, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, he's a former cop. So, Daryl, let's get some more of the attack emails and or reviews on Google and iPhone.
1-star review, and as far as I'm aware, all of these are from the Google Play Store, because somebody does leave a comment in the thread saying if anybody can get screenshots from the Apple Store, let me know.
Okay.
So this comes from New Jersey Police Officer Nicholas Borelli. Dangerous. This app is way too dangerous for anyone. At first you think, yeah, this would be awesome. But could you imagine this? You send an alert. Your car is broken down. Now your help is a stranger who wants to rob, rape, or assault you. How awesome is that? Plus, it puts way too many people's lives in jeopardy. It especially puts police in danger, which could put you in jeopardy. Be smart. Don't be a tart. Don't be foolish and fall for this app's tricks. Something misspelled.
Maybe tart.
Says tart.
Okay.
Because it rhymes with smart.
I see.
But the next sentence, don't be foolish and fall for this app's tricks. Something needs a punctuation in there. It's bound to get you in serious trouble.
Cops aren't known for their excellent grammar and punctuation.
Response. Hello, Nicholas. Unfortunately, you are maliciously and purposefully misrepresenting our application. The app does not call out to strangers, but to trusted friends and family members a user will choose. It's unfortunate that police officers representing Glen Ridge Police Department, such as yourself, will stoop this low to lie and mislead the public.
Excellent. And yeah, that's a good point. Now, there is the option to call on the public. So that is an
there
option
is.
Within Cell 411, but it's not the default.
That's not default. Right. You have to go through the settings and say, I want to call out to public. London Metro Police Officer, coming soon from help I can't get up is help I've been held responsible for my poor decisions.
Huh?
assuming that the only people that would be using this is the I'm getting arrested feature.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'm being arrested because I did something wrong and I'm being held responsible for bad decision. Well, most likely the people using cell phone 111 getting arrested are being arrested for something that had no victim. I was recording the police and this guy decided to arrest me because he doesn't want to be recorded.
It's highly unlikely a wanted murderer is going to send out a cop block alert.
Yes.
If he's getting arrested for murder.
Virgil writes, government goon working for OSU from Columbus, Ohio, Patrick Teener, lawsuit waiting to happen. That's it. No explanation. former Seattle police officer Forrest Hagerman, whose you had already read, dangerous, puts people and police in danger, don't download. Springdale, Arkansas, BS. Only he actually spells it out, but I can't read the...
That was the review?
That was the review. Just the one word.
One word?
No, one word.
Okay.
Run on. Jack Brown, dangerous, described as a public safety app, but it's really an app to disrupt the police and law enforcement officers from doing their job and possibly putting their lives and the lives of the public in danger.
So I have looked up, I'm on the Google Play Store on my phone at the moment, and on the Cell 411 app, looking through the, I've sorted, you can't sort by worst reviews first, you can only sort by highest. So I sorted by newest, because this attack by the police is a relatively recent thing, apparently. And if you want to mark something as spam, all you have to do is hit the little dot, dot, dot thing next to each review, and then
okay.
Hit spam. It's super, super easy to do. And again, remember to leave your own review of Cell 411 to help them out.
Joshua Boucher, who actually murdered someone in 2008. As a police officer. Virgil links over to the article from the, I believe that's the St. Louis Tribune. His response, or his review, three words, this app sucks.
All right, I think we've reached the bottom of the barrel.
Firefighter. So rather than trained fire or EMS personnel, you'd rather have some cop blocker with absolutely no training whatsoever respond to help you with a medical or fire emergency? God, I can't wait for someone to be killed by this app.
Wow, that's sick. I would hope that person doesn't ever show up to try to help another human being.
Me too. His name is Brendan Marsh.
All right, we'll continue here. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Presidential frontrunner in the Philippines says he'd kill his kids.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that is where you sign up with any major credit card for $5 per month or Bitcoin. It is up to you how you want to support the show, but whichever you choose, it makes a big difference for us because it allows us to effectively market Free Talk Live and help get the show on more radio stations around the country. So please help us out by amping the show. And you get perks too, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, AMP Only podcast, and more. Get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, A-M-P, .freetalklive.com. Coming up, Daryl's going to, we're going to get to another court case where a judge is concerned over the snooping.
Extremely concerned.
Over the snooping of both the FBI and the NSA, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll yes.
He'll tell us more about that. But first, we go to the Philippines, where the Reason Hit and Run blog, and by the way, I believe this was one of the ones that our listeners put up on and voted on the front page of our website. In fact, it's the number one story right now, submitted by Malaya FM and voted up by listeners like you at freetalklive.com. Again, Reason.com reporting that voters in the Philippines are choosing a new president in a couple of weeks. And Rodrigo Duterte, Duterte, mayor of Davao, has opened up a 12-point lead over Senator Grace Poe. Duterte has made international headlines a number of times over some of the outlandish things he's said. You ever heard of this guy before?
Only from reading, it might have been this article that was sent to me from someone in the Philippines.
Yeah. Most recently, he said that he should have been allowed to rape a woman. Now, that would have been enough if he had just said that. But
so it wasn't this article that I was reading because I didn't read that.
So that alone, if that's all he had said, would be pretty offensive.
Yes.
But there's more. He said he should have been allowed, he, who is the mayor of Davao in the Philippines, should have been allowed to rape a woman who was gang raped during a prison riot first, since he was the mayor of the town where it happened and she was good looking.
What? And this guy is
the mayor and running for president.
The mayor and one of the front runners?
Yeah, apparently he is the front runner right now.
Wow. Is he calling himself the Filipino Donald Trump?
No, but others
remember
are.
When Donald Trump said, I could shoot people in Fifth Avenue and I would not lose any votes?
He is being called that. He is not calling himself that. In fact, he denies the comparisons. He's bristled at those comparisons.
Because he doesn't want to build a wall around the Philippines because it's already surrounded by water?
He claims, quote, Donald Trump is a bigot. I am not, unquote.
Okay.
The Philippines presidential frontrunner is at it again now, insisting that he would murder his own children if they did drugs. The issue came up in the last debate before the election with Duterte voting to be a harsh president, saying, quote, they say I'm a killer. Maybe I am.
What?
Duterte, who as mayor of Davao, has seen a dramatic rise in vigilante death squads in his city. When he was asked what he would do if he caught one of his children doing drugs, he told the moderator he'd kill them.
So I'm guessing they meant illegal drugs. So, like, you know, you want to take,
I suspect.
You want to take prescription painkillers? Go for it. Those are legal.
Oh, this I did not know. The Philippines is one of several Southeast Asian countries where certain drug crimes carry the death penalty. The island nation, which has that possession of as little as 0.3 ounces of heroin, cocaine, and other narcotics, or 17 ounces of marijuana, is punishable by death. Similar suggestions have been made for the United States. Most recently, Maine Governor Paul LePage proposed beheadings for drug traffickers caught in his state. So this man says he would kill his children if he found out that they were using drugs. And again, as you point out, probably illegal drugs, because this man likely goes home at the end of the day, and I'm just going out on a limb, I bet you he enjoys alcohol. I bet you he enjoys himself some sort of legal form of drug, because most people do. Most people, now maybe they're not alcoholics, but most people at some point in their lives, and maybe regularly, will go ahead and imbibe some sort of mind-altering substance. And alcohol is hands down one of the most mind-altering. It is one of the most deleterious, destructive drugs that are out there. And people don't qualify it as a drug. It's not fair. It is a hard drug. It is as hard of a drug as heroin is. And it was, I believe, Professor David Nutt, who was in the UK. He was one of their drug czars or whatever, whatever their equivalent is of that over there, who's now kind of turned to the side of good and has worked toward ending drug prohibition. We need to have more countries like Portugal, where they've actually decriminalized possession of all drugs. So for the amount that, you know, whatever personal amount of possession would be for these drugs,
I think they consider it up to what would be considered a 10-day supply.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the
I've looked at the statute because I'm very interested in what's going on.
Oh, you just want to get high, Daryl. That's all you want.
No.
No.
No, I don't. I just want to know, you know, like, how much could I have if I were to go to Portugal?
Yeah.
How much could I have and not get arrested if I were to have anything? Because, you know, here in the U.S., in various states, they've got various forms of what they call decriminalization, which is totally not at all what the decriminalization is in Portugal. To where here, in certain states, you can have up to a certain amount, and then they'll give you a ticket if you've got that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, they're removing a criminal penalty. There's still a penalty. So it's, you know, decriminalized,
right.
But so is speeding. Speeding is not a criminal penalty. They give you a fine. It's a violation.
I don't think you get a ticket in Portugal. For
right.
Yeah.
You don't.
Right.
So that's actually removing criminal penalties.
Right.
It's almost what I would consider to be a full legalization, only it's regulated to where you can't have over X.
Well, no, it wouldn't be a full legalization because...
I said almost.
Yeah, well, a typical full legalization includes regulation of the products and...
No, that's tax and regulate. Tomatoes are legal. What would anybody say tomatoes are not legal?
They are legal, but to legalize...
There's not a regulatory structure around tomatoes.
Mm.
So when I say legalize things, I mean make them as legal as tomatoes.
Well,
remove them from statute.
That is different from legalization by my understanding. To end prohibition would be to remove it from the statute. But to legalize has the connotation of to create a legal structure around that particular item. So just because something is legal doesn't mean it has been legalized. To legalize, my understanding of it has been to create a regulatory structure in the case of New Hampshire or whatever.
Right, that's what people,
when
they talk about, you know, when politicians talk about legalizing something, they always are talking about a tax and regulate.
Correct.
Not actually allowing something to be legal for whatever. So, tomatoes. I cannot yet find a state where the word tomato is in statutes.
In statutes, okay.
But tomatoes are perfectly legal. Nobody would argue otherwise.
Yeah, I it just depends on your interpretation of the term legalize. I mean, one of the definitions, the verb is to make lawful or legal. So, you know, to make it legal, does that mean building a legal structure around it as opposed to just ending prohibition?
Both of those, in my opinion, would be forms of legalizing.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that. Yeah, I guess you could.
They're forms of. It's what you do after you say there's no criminal penalty and no civil penalty. There's no violation for.
These are the things that we need to start having conversations about more often here in New Hampshire with these state representatives. Because when it happens, it's going to happen at some point. When decrim or legalization happens here in New Hampshire, I want it to be the best state. Because, you know, their attempt at medical here was pathetic. They haven't even opened the first dispensary yet.
I found out yesterday that the first dispensary is supposed to open within a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
However,
believe it when I see it.
Well, there's that, but part of the therapeutic cannabis statutes in New Hampshire is that when you get the card, you have to specify which one of the four facilities you want to go to.
So you can't just go to any of them.
If you did not put down this particular facility, you're still not going to be able to legally purchase therapeutic cannabis in New Hampshire.
That is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
So there's a problem with that, and that is that it's way too regulated. And so I want to see, you know, just end prohibition. Strike cannabis from the statutes. We don't need to have some other bureaucracy, ruling over this.
I look forward to the day that I can buy unregulated cannabis with Bitcoin at the corner store.
That'll be a nice day. Hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. 855-453, and you can help us make it sooner rather than later by picking your butt up and moving to New Hampshire. Go check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. We'll continue with hour number three on the way. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.